check out KFGO.com. Check out the podcast section. For all of our interviews that we do on this program, Pinto files them in the podcast section so you can listen to them again. You can catch something that you missed. If you want to rehear something that you think you might have heard, right or wrong, you can go to our podcast section at KFGO.com and listen to them. I would suggest you going there right now and, or not right now. No, don't do that. Wait till later on after our program is finished and listen to our interview yesterday with the North Dakota woman who says that she called the Barnes County Sheriff's Office and the State Veterinarian's Office years ago to tell them about the mistreatment of horses and cattle and dogs and everything else on the Helland Ranch near Valley City, North Dakota. She says it was years ago she did that, and there was no action taken. So go on to KFGO.com and listen to that. This interview that we're about to do will also be bought a podcast in a few short minutes. Our next guest, or our first guest, is Derek Wallbank. He's a reporter for Bloomberg News. He is based in Washington, D.C., and he does a great job of covering the House of Representatives and everything else, politics, in our nation's capital. He'll be covering the State of the Union address tonight in D.C. Hi, Derek. Welcome to the program. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, Mike. How are you, mate?
I'm doing okay. Like I told you earlier, just trying to stay warm, just trying to think of my next vacation destination, which is hopefully farther south from here. What's the weather like in D.C.? Is it miserable there, too, or not so bad?
It's a balmy about 15 right now, something like that. I mean, your listeners are dealing with snowdrifts up to their eyes and beyond would think that we're very wimpy about this. But, you know, Washington's not prepared to deal with cold like like North Dakota is or upstate Minnesota. There's just no comparison.
No, I'd kill for 15 above right now. That'd be okay with me. So, believe it or not. So, what can
we
expect?
In the Capitol, really.
What can we expect from President Obama tonight? Are Republicans? Is he going to give Republicans enough meat that they're going to be in a feeding frenzy tonight and into tomorrow and the rest of the week, Derek?
Well, I think rather than meat, I think the president wants to give Republicans enough rope to hang themselves on the issue of income inequality. That's really what we're going to be looking at here. That's where the White House has been pushing all in advance of this, talking about things like the minimum wage. He may bring up things like unemployment. And basically, the White House wants to drive home some issues that it thinks are sound policies, yes, but keep in mind this is an election year. And it's not a presidential election year, but this is a big one for the White House because if Republicans can hold the House or take the Senate, it will ensure divided government for the remainder of Obama's presidency.
And if that happens, he's going to get less done than he's already got done already, in his view and in the White House's view, correct?
It makes it infinitesimally harder to get things done. I mean, that gives Republicans an effective veto over whatever you want to do policy-wise. And so the White House is going to be laying out a case for a minimum wage increase. That's going to be a big thing you're going to hear a lot of tonight. The word is that they want to take it a little above $10 an hour. And so that's something that's aimed at people who are having trouble right now, people who are low-wage workers who are on the starting rung of their career life or have fallen into the safety net and are trying to get back up. And that's who the White House is speaking here to. It's a poll-tested message, Mike. It's something that polls really well. And that's where the White House, in addition to thinking it's good policy by itself, the White House does have a mind on the election in November.
What else might come up? I know we talked minimum wage, we talked income inequality. Is it going to be an entire speech of income inequality? Because I think right now there are actually drinking games on the internet right now that you can, if you go on there, you can, as many times as the president says income inequality, you should need to take a shot of beer or whiskey or whatever else. Is there going to be anything else in this besides income inequality?
If you're playing State of the Union bingo, don't get that square because you'll be on the floor before we're done. But I'll tell you this, look. The White House is going to be able to sit there and say in this speech, I don't know if this is going to come up or not, but they've got an opportunity to say, look, there was a deal on the Farm Bill. Look, there was a deal on appropriations. We've got a budget that goes through the end of the fiscal 2015 year. So you've got some things that Congress has inched along to painfully. I mean, we've been talking about the Farm Bill for 3 years. We had a 16-day government shutdown to get to a budget deal, but we got there. And so now we're on the situation where we're in the situation where we have gotten there. There are things that the White House can talk about, that President Obama can talk about tonight, and where Congress has actually done something. I don't mean to sound so surprised about it, but, you know, we've been fighting a lot here in Washington, and there has been some progress. And so you can expect the White House to point out that Congress is capable of doing things, much to the surprise of a lot of people, but they are. And he's going to ask them to do more. Now, the problem is he's going to run headlong into Republicans who think that the things he wants to do are bad ideas. John Boehner said today that he thinks that, you know, if you raise the minimum wage, it's going to increase the cost of doing business, and that's going to get passed along to consumers. And that's going to be an argument you'll hear restaurant lobby groups, retailers, the Targets of the world make that case. And that's going to be a case that that's going to be a campaign you're going to hear a lot of going forward.
Well, when it comes to the accomplishments of the White House and of Congress, I'll admit, Derek, I've fallen victim to really not giving enough credence to that or giving any credence to that. I talked in my program yesterday about how I really was not looking forward to the State of the Union address. I'll watch it and I'll pay attention and I'll take notes and I'll do all of those things. But even for a person like me who admittedly has been an Obama supporter throughout his presidency, I was not looking forward to this because I'm not sure that his message is getting through anymore. I'm not sure that his message carries much weight. And I said on my program yesterday, maybe overdramatically, if Obama's lost me, if I'm not showing interest, he's lost a lot of people. He's lost the country. So can he use this to get that message out there that, hey, we are getting some things done. There is some bipartisanship. And, hey, I still do carry some weight in this nation? Because I'm not sure a lot of people see that he does.
Well, I think structurally you've hit on something. If you're looking at the start of year six, that's a really hard year for any president. I mean, you've already gotten reelected. You've had 5 years to figure out what you're doing anyway. So there's not much in here is new. It's not like Barack Obama woke up Tuesday morning, you know, this morning and said, oh, man, you know what I think we really ought to do is raise the minimum wage. He's been on that train for a long time. He's not going to have to run for office again. And so this is a really tricky year in that he's said a lot of what he's going to say. So I think it is incumbent on the president to, A, try and gin up some of that enthusiasm to get some of his policies through, and, B, to sell to the people in the audience sitting there that they have to move on something in an election year where, you know, we're going to come out of this chamber and 2 months later there are going to be Republicans in contested primaries. You're going to come out of this, and you've got Democrats running to try and keep the Senate in places that did not vote for Barack Obama president. So it's an interesting, difficult dance to do here. But if you're Obama, you're looking at it going, I have how many years left in this job? I need – this is a critical one. You can't throw a year away when you've only got three left.
Derek Wallbank, Bloomberg News Service, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. I opened the show, Derek, talking about executive orders and executive action that Obama laid down the gauntlet with a couple of weeks ago when he talked about, I have a pen and I have a phone. Is he going to explicitly threaten to use that more in tonight's speech?
I think you have a president who has been open about being frustrated with the congressional process sometimes. I think he would have liked to move quicker on some things like health reform. And the White House is really trying to take stock of lessons learned from last year where they think that they haven't been able to get as much done as maybe they would have liked to have done. You have some things that are within the purview of the administration that the administration would like to put in the purview of the administration, let's say that too. And you can expect Republicans to be very skeptical about that. We've gotten some comments already wondering about what exactly that reach of administrative power is, and already some people pledging to hold oversight hearings when things trip up. So that's going to be one of those things where maybe only half the crowd's going to stand up and applaud. But, yeah, I think that's probably going to be a theme here.
All right. And the Republican response, how many Republicans are giving responses? I know there's an official response, but I think Rand Paul is going to give one, and how many other Republicans are going to get up and say something tonight, Derek?
Mike Lee is going to give a response from the Tea Party. Ileana Roth-Layton is going to say a response in Espanol. I think, though, that the Republicans picked an interesting face of the party. I wrote about her today. Did a profile of her. Kathy McMorris Rogers from Washington State. She's a mom of three. She holds the record for being a parent in Congress. She gave birth to all three of her children in Congress, the youngest one, Brynn, in November. She is somebody who is big on all of the above energy. It's one of Republicans' favorite talking points. And she's someone who's managed to get some legislation through. I mean, one of the first bills this year was a big bill about expanding hydropower production. It was her bill, and it went through the House, I think, 422 to nothing. So she's got some policy chops behind her. She's the highest-ranking woman in Washington, and she was picked deliberately to be the face of the party. You'll see her make her biggest debut after Obama speaks. And she's one to watch. What she says is going to frame the Republican election narrative in addition to set the agenda for what Republicans want to do in the House both this year and if they hold it in the 2 years beyond that.
I got you. Derek, thank you. As always, you came on in short notice today. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on, and we'll talk again, okay?
You ask, I come on.
Awesome. Great. Thanks, Derek. Derek Wallbank of Bloomberg News Service.